საქართველოს პრეზიდენტის ინაუგურაციის ცერემონია დასრულებულია.
Mikhail Kavalashvili, a former soccer player turned politician, was sworn in as Georgia's president in parliament despite opposition protests. The 53-year-old Kavalashvili was popular as a player for the English soccer team Manchester City in the 1990s, but that changed when he joined politics as a legislator of the ruling Georgian Dream Party, which critics say has become increasingly far-right and authoritarian. He was also the only candidate to become the country's head of state. For the first time, the president was chosen not by a national election, but in parliament by a direct ballot of a 300-member electoral college, comprised of legislators and local government delegates. Because the four main opposition groups have boycotted parliament since October's disputed legislative elections, Kavalashvili was sure to win. Election officials said Kavalashvili's Georgian Dream Party won the October elections, but its declared victory was overshadowed by fraud allegations, prompting massive protests. After taking the oath, Kavalashvili praised Georgian traditions, values, national identity, the sanctity of the family and faith. He added, "Our history clearly shows that after countless struggles to defend our homeland and traditions, peace has always been one of the main goals and values for the Georgian people." Yet ousted President Salome Zurabishvili refused to step down on Sunday, saying she was the only legitimate president. She made clear to thousands of supporters that she was not in a hurry to hand over the keys to the presidential palace, adding that she would remain with the people, whether outside or inside the palace. Zurabishvili made clear that the palace would remain empty as long as there was, in her words, no legitimate president. It underscored broader tensions between the Georgian Dream and pro-Western opposition. Georgian Dream legislators passed Russian-style laws targeting media and non-government groups that receive foreign funding and the LGBT community. It refused to join Western sanctions on Russia after the full-scale invasion of Ukraine and called the West the global war party. Critics said that made a mockery of Georgia's stated aim of joining the EU and NATO military alliance. Opinion polls show that an overwhelming majority of Georgians back the country's path to the EU, which is part of the constitution. But in November, the country's ruling party said the government would not seek EU accession talks until 2028. That has led to ongoing protests and mounting concern that Georgia's new year will be far from happy amid social and political upheaval. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.